The case of the missing Jamison family who disappeared from Red Oak, Latimer County, Oklahoma on October 8, 2009 is very strange. Mind-boggling might be a better word to describe it. Today's story is a little bit of a break from the norm, as you normally hear me talk about confirmed murders and mostly solved cases. The Jamison family mystery is neither. Welcome to 10 Minute Murder, brief and bingeable true crime. My name is Joe, I'm the host, and thank you for joining today. As I've mentioned a time or two, but this is going to be the last time I talk about it, I promise. But you know, I'm doing an episode where I answer all of your questions, true crime related or not, doesn't matter the subject. I'm getting very close to doing that episode, so if you're going to email it, get on it, or else you may never know what kind of pizza toppings are my favorite. That was an actual question. Also submitted, what is a story outside of the more well-known that you still think about? I'll be answering that one on the Q&A episode as well. All questions can be emailed to joe@10minutemurder.com or just DM on Instagram or Facebook. Look for that episode coming soon. Before we get going with your story today, this is your reminder to subscribe to 10 Minute Murder so that you'll always be able to find the show and never miss an episode, and connect with 10 Minute Murder on social media. If you have friends that also like true crime stories, please let them know about this podcast. Links are in the show notes of this episode, as well as at 10minutemurder.com. Now to the story. Before their disappearance, Bobby Dale and Cheryl Lynn Jamison had been acting very strange. One minister reported that Bobby had approached him to ask about how to deal with spirits in his house. Although he'd stated that his wife wasn't bothered by these paranormal visitors, he asked the minister if there was a bullet they made that would kill them. It was also said that the Jamisons were consulting satanic Bibles for information on how to get rid of these home spirits. Also worth noting, the couple had recently removed their daughter, named Madison Stormy Star Jamison, from the school where she was attending kindergarten and was said to have intentions of suing Eufaula, Oklahoma School District. The reasons for that lawsuit are unknown. Not long before their disappearance, Cheryl Lynn had forced a family friend and handyman Kenneth Bellows, who had been residing in the Jamison home, to leave. And it wasn't just a, hey man, beat it. They forced him to leave at gunpoint. Bellows later was cleared of any type of wrongdoing by investigators. In May of 2009, Bobby filed a lawsuit against his parents, Bobby Dean and Scarlett Jean Jamison, claiming that his father enticed him to work for free at his Oklahoma gas station with promises of giving him a half interest in the business sometime in the future. However, Bobby's suit was for $10,000, the amount he feels he was cheated out of when the station was later sold. Around this same time, a protective order was issued against the elder Jamison, but investigators don't believe the suit or the following restraining order played any role in the family's disappearance. But they don't know for sure. On the day that the couple and their six-year-old daughter disappeared, they'd driven into a rural Latimer County to look at a 40-acre plot of land on Panola Mountain, but had specifically requested to do so without the assistance of the real estate agent. They wanted to go alone. It was here that their truck was discovered several days later, and the family disappeared without a trace. Footage from the family's own home surveillance system, time-stamped on the day that they left their house, showed the couple making several silent trips between their vehicle and home as they methodically packed to leave. In the footage, the couple's movements were described as trance-like. The video also shows Cheryl Lynn placing a brown briefcase in the vehicle. Former Sheriff Beauchamp remarked that he believes the briefcase could be an important clue. Both the briefcase and Cheryl Lynn's handgun have never been recovered. The skeletal remains of two adults and a child were discovered by two hunters in a remote spot of Latimer County in November of 2013, more than 4 years after the family went missing. It was less than 3 miles away from the family's pickup truck that had been abandoned. The remains were widely presumed to be those of the missing family, though the Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office had to use anthropological and forensic pathological testing to identify them. Officials confirmed on July 3, 2014, that the remains belonged to the Jamesons. A cause of death was not determined due to the heavily decomposed state of the bodies. Before the remains were discovered, several theories emerged about the family's disappearance, such as that they had faked their deaths, they were in witness protection, they were murdered, or had died by group suicide. So let's talk about the theories. Shortly before the disappearance, Bobby Jamison was involved in a bitter lawsuit with his father, Bobby Dean Jamison, claiming that he had threatened the family and had struck him with a vehicle in November 2008. Bobby also alleges that his father was involved in meth and criminal activity. Police do not believe that Bobby Dean Jamison was involved in the family's disappearance. Another popular theory is that the Jamesons themselves were drug dealers. Investigators cited a large amount of cash found in their truck and the apparent strange behavior exhibited by Bobby and Sherilyn shortly before they went missing. Inside the truck, investigators found the family's coats, cell phones, maps, a GPS, and about $32,000 in cash. The truck was locked and the keys were nowhere to be found. The family dog had also been left behind and was near death from starvation when the truck was found as well. Now, the cash could have been meant for the property that they were out taking a look at. It would be strange to bring that, but not any more strange than many of the other details of this case. There were also rumors about the couple's drug use. Some of those interviewed say that the Jamesons were frequent users of meth, which may explain the spirits in their home. However, detectives say that there is no evidence of either Jamison buying or selling drugs. Years later, the missing Jamison family is still a very much discussed topic. Some amateur sleuths have taken to investigate the case in their spare time, while others, like Sherilyn's friend Nikki, have made it their life's mission to uncover exactly what happened to her friends. Many of these private investigations have turned up witness statements and information that haven't been reported in the mainstream media. I found the information posted on the Keep the Search Alive blog extremely fascinating and spent some time reading and digesting it all. Because of the strange events surrounding the disappearance, lack of evidence, and what's viewed as secretiveness about certain aspects of the case, some people have concluded that this is a double murder-suicide. However, just as many others have concluded that the Jamesons are now part of the Federal Witness Protection Program, or because of their alleged fascination with death just before going missing, they suspect they may have fallen prey to satanic cults, secretly living in hidden lairs in the Oklahoma mountains.